Genesis 3, verse 15, Bereshit Gimel Pasuk Tet Vav, the very first prophecy given in Torah. Hu Yeshuvcha Rosh, He will crush you on the head. Now in context, recall that God is speaking this prophecy to the serpent, the Nachash, and therefore the Messiah is the one who will do the crushing of the head of the serpent. So the passage begins, Hu Yeshuvcha Rosh, He, that is the Messiah, or the serpent slayer, will crush you, that is, the serpent, or the Nachash. Rosh, meaning the head or on the head, signifying a fatal blow. Ve'ata teshufenu akev. But you, that is the Nachash, shall crush him, that is Messiah, on the heel. This ultimately referring to the blow that Yeshua suffered upon the cross for our deliverance. And while that was a blow to the heel of the Messiah, it was through the crucifixion of Messiah that the serpent's head was crushed and Yeshua became the killer of death. Hallelujah! Yeshua, the serpent slayer, the one who redeems us from the power of sin and death. So let's read together the very first prophecy given in the Torah. Hu Yeshuvcha Rosh, Be'ata Teshufenu Akev. He shall crush your head, and you shall crush his heel. So see here, the very first prophecy of the Torah concerns the promise of the coming seed of the woman who would vanquish the serpent, or the Nachash, who had originally tempted and deceived Eve. This prophecy is sometimes called the Proto-Evangelion, or the First Gospel, since it's the starting point of all subsequent prophecy and redemptive history revealed in the Scriptures. Indeed, since the mystery of the incarnation of God the Son is foreshadowed here, this prophecy is linked to the original woman Eve, or Chava. Just as Eve became a carrier of the corrupt human nature by heeding the voice of the tempter, so she would be the carrier of God himself for the deliverance of mankind through the advent of the Redeemer, revealed here as the serpent's lair. In the tragic aftermath of the transgression of the first man and woman, then, God first announced his unfailing redemptive love for the human race that would culminate in the birth, sacrifice, and resurrection of Yeshua, our Savior and Deliverer, the one born of a woman, born under the law, as it says in Galatians 4:4. For more information about this, see the Hebrew for Christians website and look for the article called The Gospel in the Garden. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you Hatzlacha, good success in your study of Hebrew, Lichvod Yeshua Mashiachenu, for the glory of Yeshua our Messiah.